see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible study for tonight. And family, welcome to the Bible study for tonight with the Watching for Jesus program, and welcome. Family, I got some things to pass on to you today that I just discovered here recently. That I'm going to reveal to you all. Just recently got the information. It's going to be shocking, really. People are sleeping. The churches are sleeping. The preachers are sleeping. The rabbis are sleeping. The priests, the popes, the evangelists, they're all sleeping. And they're not understanding what's really happening around them. You might have a few that's catching on, but it's sneaking up on them. And I'm receiving information from a lot of folks lately. They're picking up on what's happening. At least some people are awake. But it's going to overtake the majority of these churches. And they have no idea what's going to hit them. No clue. But I'll tell you this right here three times. John 3, verse 21. In the King James Bible, the only book on the face of this planet that's a true word of God. All these other Bibles are trash, every single one of them. NIV Bible is of Satan. New American Standard Bible is of Satan. The New King James Bible is of Satan. Because that's who designed them through the Freemasons. The Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus. Family, it's going to get rough. People aren't ready for what's getting ready to happen. They're not keeping track of it. They don't have their fingers on the pulse. But I will tell you one thing. God is faithful. He has promised us in John 3:21. He said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. In 1 Corinthians 3:13, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And in Luke 8:17, it says, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Family, you are going to start hearing about how they're getting ready to kill 5-year-old children here in America. It's already started. It's already happening. I've warned people for 5 years about the child euthanasia. It is going to be passed, the law to pass, to allow your children to kill themselves in Oregon. It's already on the table, and they get ready to pass it. And in Texas. It's already passed in Belgium, and it's been approved in London, that you can kill your children if they're disabled. Now, this is already done. I'm not telling you what's coming necessarily. I'm telling you what's been done. The precedent's been set. And all this is nothing more than Nimrod's sacrifice of children being made legal right before our very eyes. And people sleep in America. They're not paying attention to what's going on. And family, it's up to us. It's up to you as watchmen to wake people up. Because family, the time is coming now. It is being passed as we speak. America is sleeping. These churches need to be waking up. That's why I said those verses, because God will wake them up. He's going to rock them. You see, family? He's going to rock them. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started. Tonight, I want to do part two, what I did this morning from 7 to 9, about generational curses. Because this is what's going on in the churches. This is what's going on in the Freemasons. It's going on in everybody's family. And every bit of trouble they've got in their entire life and in current days in the families is based on the generational curse inside their own families. And it's done in the cultures as well. In the country. This is what's driving, what's holding us back, and what's driving us to head toward the New World Order. You see? Family is upon us. And only a handful, it seems, are aware of the impending tsunami that's coming. Lord, we come here tonight. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together for a Bible study, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that comes into our heart, Father, to give us that conviction, and Father, to bless us, to lead us in the right path. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, your true word of God, Father, given it to us. We thank you, Father, for this word coming from you that leads us in the right path. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for our friends. We pray for our relatives. And, Father, those that we come across in divine appointments, Lord, that you'll help us, give us the words to speak that's going to lead them to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for these churches to wake up. Lord, we pray for the preachers and the teachers. And, Father, those that carry the word of God to become aware of what's going on today, Lord, to pull back the curtain that hides secrets that, Lord, that we can see and we can show others, Father, to lead them in the right path. And, Father, to give us conviction if we should fall away, if we start, Father, to go our own way, Lord, to put that conviction upon us to put us back on track. Father, we pray you lead us tonight and, Father, in the future for Bible studies until that day comes, Lord, that we will start working for you, Father, in the open. That, Lord, now this is practice. Now is just a trial and test and building of your army. But Father, not an army of weapons, but an army of the sword of God is the King James Bible, and the weapon is the mouth, and support is the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that they will come, who will work in your service as your servants to deliver the true word, Father, during the divine appointments. We pray for an awakening, Father, of this country. We pray for an awakening of the world leaders, Lord, that you will pull out of these world leaders whistleblowers that's going to tell the truth. And Father, we pray upon you. We ask you to send down those warrior angels and, Lord, to strip away, tear away the protection of these Wiccan and these covens and these Satanists and all the like. And Lord, when these tear away this protection, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And Father, those within, that Father can find the light of your Son Jesus and lead other covens, if that's even possible. Lord, that through your Holy Spirit to even convert covens. But Father, we pray that in the Spirit that comes down, it can free those children they're using for sacrifice, that Father, you free them. Father, give us that opportunity to witness to others. Father, to bring whistleblowers out of the groups. And Father, to get your word spread before that day of the Lord comes. These things we pray, the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, ooh, it's getting hot out there, let me tell you what. You know what, in the 29th of March, 2013, Planned Parenthood lobbied for post-birth abortion. A lobbyist for a regional division of Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the United States, says a doctor and a mother should be allowed to decide to kill a newborn who survives an abortion. That's nothing more than child sacrifice. That's all it is. They call it Planned Parenthood. Post-birth abortion. Family, we're going back to the Mayans. We're going back to Nimrod, who was cut up in little pieces by his uncle, great-uncle Shem, as an example for anyone else that wants to sacrifice children and follow the ways of the fallen angels. And the Freemasons, it was developed then. The secrets of Freemasonry was brought to us by Nimrod. What I say was one of the colleges of Tavistock, that behavioral think tank in England, and a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Princeton University, right? Well, WorldNet Daily reported before on the idea on a post-birth abortion include when a Princeton bioethicist, what the dickens is a bioethicist? Anyway, announced that he'd allow the killing of disabled babies after they were born if that was the best interest of the family. A reported Singer believes the next few decades will see a massive upheaval in the concept of life and rights, with only a rump of hardcore, know-nothing, religious fundamentalists still protecting life as a sacrosanct. It is going to get hot, family. That horn's getting ready to blow. But that's not it. That's not all. The 10th of November, oh, that was 2 days ago. The 10th of November, title of the article is Actress Ellen Barkin, fetuses, infants, not people because they cannot talk. According to Hollywood, actress and abortion abolitionist, oh, my. abortion abolitionists. They're busted. Well, well, well. An abortion abolitionist, Ellen Barkin, took to Twitter November the 1st to declare when life begins. She's not a scientist, but maybe she played one on TV one time. According to Barkin, a fetus, babies, and infants are not persons because they cannot talk. A Tony Emmy Award winner, Barkin, has boasted roles in movies, including The Big Easy, blah, blah, blah. A fetus cannot talk. This is secular humanism in its worst. You know, the Vatican representative in Israel just declared that Jews are no longer the chosen people. This was back 2 years ago. Family, it's going to get hotter than a firecracker here shortly. Let me play this. This is a minute, about 2 minutes long. Let somebody else tell you before I get too fired up.
If someone would have told you 40 years ago that women would be killing their unborn children to prevent stretch marks or the loss of their boyfriends, you would think they're nuts, right? Well, check out this website now. Over 35 million babies are going to be killed this year around the world. But for some, that's still not enough. Check out this article. Actress Ellen Barkin literally says that babies, or infants, not just fetuses now, these are infants that have been born, are not people because they cannot talk. Now, some may say this is just some immoral Hollywood star speaking who doesn't have a clue about how evil her statements were. And they would be right. Still, it doesn't mean those with a major lack of common sense won't run with it. In fact, one can see this as a viable talking point in the coming days for many that love to glorify death in any way they can. In fact, check this article. This is from last year. March of last year. Planned Parenthood has been lobbying to kill babies after they're born since March of 2013. And just recently, some college students chimed in saying that they don't see anything wrong with killing babies after they're born. In fact, some of these kids actually said, when they were being polled in their college, that they would see no problem killing a child who's 5 years old or younger because they're not self-aware yet, or they're not actually a person yet. What is this world coming to? Thanks for watching. God bless.
Any questions on that one? Now you see how they're coordinating it with, I mentioned this, how long? Child Euthanasia Act. I've been talking about, linked up with the International Rights of the Child, to take the right of the parent away, completely taking the decision-making authority of the parent away, and letting the child decide that is self-aware of their whatever they want. Doesn't matter. And they want to commit suicide legally, they can do it. Oh, there's no conspiracy. You want to bet? You see, family, how close we are? Man, we are right at the door. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this in the morning. I'm going to add some things to it. Exorcisms are on the rise, which has a lot to do with what I'm going to talk about tonight. November the 10th, 2014. Exorcisms are on the rise. Priests point to growing fascination with the occult. The exorcisms are performed by priests who literally are in corroboration with demonic realm. And when they exorcise the demons out, the demons make an agreement to leave. Oh, yeah. I got Alberto Rivera talks about it. I've got this documented. Okay, it's not something I'm just making up at all. And by the demon taking away the affliction, because he's causing it, the demon is. I talked about that this morning on another broadcast at 7 to 9. I was a guest on the show, Jesus in the Morning, Barbara Mack. Anyway, the demon comes out on agreement on the supernatural realm with the Vatican. Takes away the affliction, which is caused by the demon. Yes. And that gives the Roman Catholic Church the power. Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking. Oh, great. You're great. They've got control. Just like a voodoo priest, witch doctor, just like a rainmaker. All these in the occult. Divine rods and all these sort of things. And fortune tellers that are given knowledge of the individual through supernatural means. And we're amazed. Madame Zorish figured it out. How did she know? Wow. It's no big deal. They're in league with the demon, with Satan, and Satan knows your history. He knows your background through that demon that's been around you, and they relay that knowledge to the person, to the fortune teller or whoever. That's how it works. They have a child now that is allegedly a reincarnation of a dead soldier that was killed in 1980s or so, is allegedly reincarnated in this child. And they're talking about ghosts in one house. These are all demons inside the child, or ghosts, or not ghosts, they're demons inside the house that they think are humans still walking around. Sure takes away the idea of soul sleep now, don't it? Because these demons that walk around, they call them humans that's walking around, ghosts? Well, now you can't have it both ways. They believe in soul sleep, where the soul sleeps and the spirit goes to God. And then when the time comes for for judgment, it's like God has an alarm clock. Okay, wakey, wakey. And, you know, soul, come to sleep. Come and wake up now. It's time for you to be judged. And then there's annihilation. You see yeah, what people are doing? So you just commit sin, no problem. And then when you die, so what? You just go to sleep. You don't feel nothing. Mm-hmm. Then when you wake up for judgment, you just annihilated, takes you out of this world. Who cares, man? Right? Well, I got news for him. That's not how it works. You see? And this kind of leads us into tonight about what really happens. You see, absent from the body is present with the Lord. And so then, therefore, the opposite is true. Absent from the Lord, and you're not born again, you're not saved, you're going to hell to be tormented. And then taken out of torment at the end of the 1,000 years, oh, a lot of time went by that you've been in hell. Can you imagine those that lived during the time of Nimrod that been in hell all that time? Through the 7 years tribulation, 1,000 year millennium, and finally they're pulled out of hell just long enough for God to judge them at the great white throne, and then they're put back in their eternal place of torment. You see, a force, once it's in existence, cannot be annihilated. Energy from God is constant. But see, information from God, not energy, is the prime mover of all life. You know, the forces of darkness, I remember little specks of light, electromagnetic energy, it's all demons are, specks of light. The fallen angels are orbs. They make them to look like they're big, monstrous, big teeth and ugly, mean, like, and you're supposed to fear them. Nothing but specks of light, creating an illusion to create fear, and that's all they are. Well, the forces of darkness and channels of demons, they need a small electrical charge to make use of a strong electrical fields that's existing in your cells. It's called possession. You're like a battery for them. So they can utilize your five senses by, that's what they want. See, man is a prized possession of the demons. You know, a human body has the broadest sense of expression. They're, having been the only one made in the likeness of God. And these demons and the fallen angels and Lucifer do not have wisdom nor discernment. Their idea of keeping track of what God's doing is to get inside a human that is a Christian so they can know what God's doing. You see, that's why God doesn't make the scriptures so clear as to exactly when things are going to happen. There's a reason for everything. Demons seek as their highest prize to enter human beings. You know, if the body of a man or a woman, demons have the broadest scope of manifestation and expression. But when they cannot find the most prized possession to dwell in, a physical human body, then the body of a less expression will do. One thing's for certain, they cannot rest without being in possession of some body through which they can find their own expression. You know, perhaps that you can understand then, unless you already do, then if you do, fine. But if you don't, a better answer is when Jesus went to cast out the legion of demons from that maniac. The demons begged and saying, quote, "Let us go into the swine then." That's the only way they could be expressed. However, there's a problem. It drove the swine crazy, didn't it? Drove them off the cliff. And they drowned and they lost their bodies after all. And upon being cast out of the man, they entered the whole herd of swine, 2,000 of these pigs. That's a lot of barbecue. Anyway, you know, and they all ran to the water and they were drowned. They have their own personalities and the persons whom they possess. Sasha Fierce goes inside Beyonce. She says it herself. That's her alter ego. For example, you know the tragedy of ignorance, talking about the knowledge that is going to be revealed? I'm going to tell you this before I forget it. I got the stuff coming through my head all day today. It's just been pop, 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 pop all day long. The revealing of homosexuality coming out, the revealing of those that are, say, with the five-year-olds, we could be able to kill them, the revealing of who people really are behind the scenes may be for some shocking. However, here's the deal that they don't realize, is that when it becomes public, you know the Illuminati has a website now? They want you to know about the Illuminati. They're coming right on out. But all these actors, actresses, individuals all around you that are in, well, actually, I'm sorry, no. Joe Public, that you see every day. Once all this starts coming out in the public, so will they. Those that's been homosexual, those that's been murderers, those that wish that, you know, that want to see five-year-olds killed, that, you know, et cetera, are going to start coming out. Because when it becomes public, like it is now, then they'll feel more comfortable to come out. Separation of the wheat and the tares. You see how it's working? They don't see the trap that's being laid for them. While they're coming out, accelerates toward the end time events, which will bring Jesus Christ back here sooner. You see, it's a double-edged sword on their case. They think coming out is a good thing, when in reality, it's them revealing to the world and revealing who they really are. That's how God's smoking them out. And when they come out like they are, that's when you will be witnessing to them. Because then you'll know who to witness to. You see what's happening? Satan is his own enemy. God's in control. It's happening. Targeting depression deep inside the brain. It seems to be coming out. Psychiatrists, psychologists are starting to explain away psychological abnormalities, diagnosing drugs for your children, for adults. You have a problem mentally because of some psychological term. What they're trying to do is now starting to hide the fact that demons are starting to interact, starting to come out. They got to explain it away. So they'll think, well, I don't need deliverance from you crazy Christians out there. I just need to take these pills. Or it's not, it's because of some psychological reason this is happening. There's no demon in me. How dare you? You see? And this will be Christians too. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I kind of jumped up my seat when I said that. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I jumped again. He sits down with a brain researcher who says that she's found the hub where depression originates. Targeting depression deep inside the brain. She knows inside the brain where depression comes from. Well, depression comes from being demonized. It comes from a generational curse. And when it's not coming from there to exacerbate it, they have technology, as I've explained many times, of targeting an individual with 6.6 hertz with ELF transmission causes depression. It's not in the brain. It's coming from outside to the inside. See, they're trying to explain away demonic influence. They're trying to explain away the use of technology and the microchips. They're even trying to say that long-term marijuana use linked to abnormalities in key brain region. So you'll have an adult that's a baby boomer, you see, or one generation back, that's having trouble in the mind, that's going to be linked to generational curses, and they'll say, oh, you're a child of the 60s, aren't you? Yeah, you've been smoking too much marijuana. You see how they're going to do this? This is so clever. How Satan's trying to cover his tracks. Wow. Happening right before your eyes, isn't it? You've got generational curses coming from the 1960s, as was planned by Tavistock. What's attacking children coming from the 1960s, carried down plus the secret societies. Colleges are there with the clubs adapting the signs of Satan, secret rituals, double horn sign, OK sign 666, etc., etc., hazing, all that's demonic. Draws the demons to their cause unless deprogramming or breaking these curses are performed in the name of Jesus. They'll continue for generations upon generations to come. Now you know why the fraternities, sororities, all these, they do what they do. That curses that family bloodline. Obvious one is Skull and Bones 3:22. Genesis 3, verse 22, man to become as a god. That's what that really means. That's their secret. Fraternities, sororities, and all lead to witchcraft and humanism. I've talked about that. You probably have memorized the verses I've used by Roger Kimball, Sir Francis Potter, Georgia Ann Geyer, that all colleges and universities and public schools are schools of humanism. Marxism, socialism, is conducted in all colleges, all universities today, every single one, behind the scenes. Don't forget the Wiccan go after the downtrodden, their easy marks there, those who suffer rejection, bullying, persecution of all types. The Wiccan are trained to identify, profile. Then they go up and say, oh, we care. Come to our meeting, or should I say lodge? Yeah. Oh, them? Oh, they're witches over there. We don't mess with them. Oh, they're evil. No. We don't believe in all that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's their end for possession. Why J.K. Rowling was so successful, she tapped in to the helplessness of children in an adult-controlled world to give them power by fantasy with witchcraft. And notice, in Harry Potter, the children they used that were powerful was all kind of geeky-like. You notice that. You had bullies in the program, the book, the character, the movie. I want that power, they say. I'm tired of being bullied. And at home, I'm tired of it. So they go to witchcraft and Wicca. The ones that sexually abused, they want to put a curse on the abusing parent. Of course, nowadays, they're killing the abusing parents. Oh, man. There's college. You can't get a job without college. Phrase. They pay the best to go to college for recruiting for the Illuminati and Wiccan. The clubs, the initiations, sports are all part of the humanist schools, which are about all of them. You have Rhodes Scholars even in sports. They pick the best of the best so they can use them in the Illuminati. Hand signs attract the demons. The symbols have power. The rituals seals it. The drugs allow self-destruction as a rock concerts or rituals, as our football halftime shows in the Super Bowl, MTVA awards. They're all satanic rituals, every one of them. Some of them do these signs not realizing what they really are. And you may ask yourselves, well, if they don't know, is that okay? No, it's not okay. Because the demon don't care. The demon says, well, that person is using that sign or has that, doing that, whatever it is, then that means that person, whether you know it or not, doesn't matter. The demon knows. And the Wiccan, they know. So not knowing doesn't stop it from happening at all. You see? And boy, it's increasing. Exponentially. That's the point I wanted to make. Because all this has a lot to do with breaking that curse, which I'm going to talk about tonight, tomorrow. This morning, I laid the groundwork, and I guess I still am tonight. Yes, there it is. I was looking to see if I could find it. These signs and symbols. I got some people in this abortion abolitionist is trying to convince me otherwise. And, they're sneaky. These people are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. You see, without going into any great detail, I'm not going to do that because it just gets involved. But I'll just give you the general. I could go in detail, but I'm not going to. The forces of darkness. Now, you think I'm going in detail, but I'm not really. This is a surface. The forces of darkness, as I was telling you, and channels of demons, they need a small electrical charge to make use of strong electrical fields exist in your cells. It's biology, it's chemistry, psychics, physics. It's not into your cell. So when you're ill, sick, generational curse, possessed, if that is the case, the demon can swallow the cell. Remember, it's a speck of light. It engulfs the cell. It gets trapped. So it can run nonstop through your body, affected in your cell, to burn the candle at both ends. It's kind of like you have power, and then your cell just goes out. It's like overcharging a battery. Battery gets what? It gets hot. When you know the battery is hot, you need time to change it. Same thing. Family, we're not talking philosophy here or religion. We're talking physics and chemistry. You see, you have different energies drawn and expressed by different formations, symbols, colors, vibrations, formations, as I said, these kind of things. This is the science part. You know the knowledge of good and evil? Well, symbols, all symbols. The Bible tells you what musical instruments that are okay, that can't be used, that will be blessed. It tells you about symbols, like the menorah, candlesticks of the Israel, not the Star of David by no stretch of imagination. Somebody should tell Hagee that, by the way. Maybe he just doesn't know. Maybe he's ignorant of the fact that the hexagram, the Star of David, Crest of Solomon, is for witchcraft. It requires a blood sacrifice. Like your stars and stripes, the stars are pentagrams. As such, that's what they're used for. Oh, they're to represent states. No, they're not. The stripes are for the 13 Illuminati families. That's a fact. And the stars are for the pentagrams. 50, to be exact. Such as these act as magnets or transmitters of spells, drawing demons to the person, the house, the group, or coven, etc. For example, the triangle or the pyramid. That will attract different energy that opens up portals or demons. And they'll have more energy than the five-pointed star, which is what I was talking about, the pentagram. They each release the energy received into different levels or planes of existence. So these formations have different functions. They attract energies. They fuse together. Or they radiate them in proper channels to further their agenda or spell casting. In other words, if they sacrifice humans, that loss of energy was their gain. Help promote their agenda by giving them power or to manifest. And they describe it as, quote, they tell everybody else in their circles, is furthering the evolution of humanity. That's the lie they use. Actually, these forces were greatly accelerated after the exact year of 1975. That was beginning of the third phase of the New Age movement. And this was invoked. This was invoked at the Wesak Festival, which is their high-level occultic gathering, where Satan, under the masquerade of Sanat Kumara, attends this festival with a certain number of his fallen angels, who actually manifest, or they channel. Now, I really upset some people that were involved in this. That one in particular did 11 videos against me because I was revealing that Satan appeared at these festivals, which he does. It didn't work. Their YouTube presentations, 11 of them they did, didn't work at all. They didn't like me explaining this like I'm doing it right now, which I may do it again tomorrow. You know, in Wesak of 1975, at the same time, family, I'm back on. I just recently charged this battery just a little while ago. It just went out. It just quit. Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, the battery just quit. It's brand new, too. Oh, boy. Anyway, whatever. So, Wesak Festival, Michael Aquino invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975, and that was beginning of the third phase of the New Age movement. That's correct. First phase, Helena Blavatsky. Second phase, Alice Bailey. Third phase, Michael Aquino, the founder of SET, walks on the water at the Pentagon, your Pentagon. He's a General Aquino at the Pentagon. How about that, huh? Big guy there for the MK Ultra program, mind control at the Pentagon. Did I say the Pentagon? Yeah, I did, didn't I? So he invoked the Prince of Darkness, Satan, that year. And it's linked to the mystery of the Bodhisattvas. There's more, but I'm going to stop there. See how deep this goes? And I only scratched the surface. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. John 14:30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. John 16:11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Well, the devil's in the details, but God sees the big picture. Now, I need to get that out because I saw that as very significant. Now, I'll talk about this a little bit more in detail tomorrow. But that's very significant about how they're going after children now. I warned about this 5 years ago, about the euthanasia, international rights of child, and killing of children is now coming to the surface. It's all about the manifestation of demons coming about the end times events. Seems like it's really upon us. And all you're doing is you're seeing it manifest because you're keeping track of it. I'd say 95-98% of Americans have no idea of what you know right now and what a lot of you in your own right, in your own research, have seen it happening. But you're seeing it being set up. But when they have it all set up, in one day, it's going to go pop, just like a balloon. So what you're seeing is a setup. What do you do individually? Well, one thing I'm not going to tell you to do is get freeze-dried food, go buy gold, and find colloidal silver. You can get your bug out bag and go down to the Army surplus store and I don't know, get your compass and who knows what. Family, this is a supernatural war. Everybody's running around all scared and all this and all that, stocking up on sardines and lunch and meat in their basement. The abomination of desolation, when the Antichrist goes into Jerusalem, declares himself to be God, the abomination of desolation, what does God tell him to do? Man, don't even go back in the house. Leave. Go straight to the hills. Well, shouldn't he tell him to go get freeze-dried food or something? No. One of the biblical steps to deliverance, to open up that path between you and Jesus Christ. I won't get through it all tonight. I'll cover some of it tonight, the actual steps, and then I'll finish it up tomorrow night, hopefully. Some biblical steps, I'll tell you this. First of all, it's not a foreign concept for many Christians. People have talked about it. The Catholic Church, as I told you, increasing their exorcisms, but I told you how that really works. People have already discerned that there's some kind of demonic influence in their life or in the lives of others. It's starting to come out now publicly. Things they can't decide, discern, figure out, and it scares the dickens out of them. Biggest question to most people is what to do about it. Churches aren't doing anything to teach them. Maybe some churches, but majority or not. It's too scary to talk about. You can talk about church. You can talk about God. Talk about the Holy Spirit. Talk about Jesus. Sometimes you might talk about Satan along the way. When you start talking about demons actually happening, Christians think you're crazy. Because their minds can't fathom that demons really exist, even though they're taught about them. Jesus tells you how to beat them through prayer and fasting. That's why they took Matthew 17:21 out of the NIV Bibles, all the other Bibles. So you won't know about spiritual warfare. Make sure your general understanding of the gospel is solid, because Satan and those that pretend Christians know the Bible very well to twist it. You had a pastor recently called Monroe, went down in the Bahamas somewhere near with a plane, and 9 people died, allegedly. Well, he was definitely teaching heresy. That the letters of Paul, just letters, they were not really, they were epistles, they were not even scripture. I submit to you, wouldn't it be very interesting if someone were to find out that he's not even dead, really, that all those that are bankers and theologians that work against God, pretending to be for God, are realizing that a stock crash is coming, something's coming, and they decide to disappear. Best way to disappear would be in a plane crash. Of course, that's just my opinion. Make sure your general understanding of the gospel is solid. Victory is always through the cross of Christ. Colossians 2:15 is kind of an encouraging statement of that fact. Colossians 2, verse 15. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus wasn't punished in hell, like Copeland and Joyce Myers and the rest of them say. Not at all. Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them on a triumph of the cross. Just remember that the victory is in the name of Christ. Acts 5:16. You also know that the disciples, the early church, they experienced the power of Jesus' name on a regular basis. In addition, understand the victory is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Greater is the one who dwells in you than the one who's infiltrated and corrupted this world. 1 John 4:4. Of course, I say 1 John 4:4. I'm not saying John 4:4. 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is be he that is in you than he that is in the world." That's very important. You know, being well grounded in the power of the cross, the name is Jesus, the name of Jesus. Not Yeshua, not Jeshua, because that's the name Sanan Emmanuel, the false prophet, is going to use when he appears. Don't be fooled. Holy Spirit is a prerequisite for all the attempts to overcome the enemy. I'll go back over these tomorrow. But in general statement, and I'll cover in detail tomorrow. That's what I'll do. The biblical steps to deliverance are the following. 1, you accept Christ. I'll cover this in detail tomorrow. So 1, accept Christ. 2, to repent of the known sin or sins. 3, to renounce the works of the devil. To renounce your blood oath if you're a Freemason or Eastern Star or dealt with the occult or whatever specific that you have dealt in or a generational curse. You renounce the works of the devil in that family bloodline if you know it. If you don't know it, ask him to reveal. Lord, I need to know the problem. I need to know why or what. tell me. Pray about it. Fast about it. For him to reveal what is it holding back or what it might be in the way. Number four, destroy the occult objects. Very important. Five, break unholy soul ties or friendships. In the case of a marriage, sanctify the husband, you sanctify the wife. Each to sanctify one or the other. But he calls us to peace. Six, rest in Christ's deliverance. It comes after exactly the five steps. It's deliverance. Rest in it. Renew your mind to that point that you're able to clearly understand and depend on the safety found in Jesus. And number seven, he's going to come after you. Satan is. By demonizing. Resist the devil and he'll flee. By using scripture. Clean out the demons that may be inside. The strong man that always holds back. Eight, renew the mind. Meditate and meditation and meditation in the New Age yoga is two different things entirely. Apply the Word of God. Fill your mind with good things. TV, bad news. Very bad news. It's designed to keep your mind off of the truth. Nine, pray with others that are in the same mindset. Number 10, if necessary and continuing, you might have to exercise. I don't mean pro-health. I mean exorcise, get rid of the demons. Exorcise is the final step of exorcism in the name of Jesus. You'll find that Acts 16, between verses 16 and 18. Usually it's not necessary, but neither should it be a foreign concept to us that exorcism isn't the domain of horror movies. It's a New Testament practice. It tells you about it. In the New Testament, there is examples of being exorcised. Jesus did it. Had somebody tell me today that there's no example of it. Well, Jesus was the first ones that did it. Disciples couldn't till later. Assess the quality and quantity of your prayer life. Today, Lord, lay on my heart the issues that you want us to pray for until you're ready for me to stop. In the next few days, impress upon us, impress upon me how the prayer life should change from what it is now. Then you'd be sensitive to the ways which God might be leading you for his guidance. Adoration, confess, and have thanksgiving. It's called acts. The supplication. Make sure the prayers are well grounded. And ask God to make you spiritually sensitive to demonic influence. It gives you some kind of wisdom to seek to discover your role in some kind of need for deliverance, if that be the case. Family, we're going to close. And I want to get started tomorrow, step number one. And we'll go right through it tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow evening. And we'll get right down to nitty gritty. And I'd write some of these steps down and start practicing. You may need it there. Because a lot of this healing the sick, and when God pours out that spirit, you best be ready to hit the ground running. He's going to use you. He'll bring people to you. How did Jonah stay 3 days in the belly of the whale? People forget God brought Enoch up out of the earth into heaven while he was alive. People forget that Peter walked on the water. How did he do that unless his body changed or was translated? Body structure changed for that moment of faith. How was it that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar said, I see four, one like the Son of God. Wait a minute, how do you know that? Because Jesus wasn't born yet. Because the Spirit of God told him it was him. But how did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego survive in the fire? Well, the same way that Jonah survived in the belly of the fish. Supernaturally, God changed his body structure. Bible's amazing. Well, family, well, thank you tonight for letting us have Bible study, Father, to give us this network that, Father, we can be in the Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've bestowed upon us. And, Father, we thank you for the knowledge that you give us. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that can fix us when we fall away. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank you for the opportunities we have at those times that we have these divine appointments, we witness to others. That you give us opportunities to, in our trials and tribulations, in our trials, to exercise what we've been taught in real life to help others. Father, guide us in these future days when the time comes that we have to stand out and go a little step up to spreading the gospel. Father, we pray for many more of these studies until that day comes that it becomes active. Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, family, we're there. And so we'll see you all then tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I want to remind you, family, that we're played up at highportradio.net randomly. And highportradio.net, I think I said that already, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And also, he has sponsors up there, and he wants to increase his output or increase his network. He plays our broadcasts and Bible studies on a random basis, and we appreciate that. And just if you need to work up there in those three states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and you find out his sponsors, may use them. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And you can join there anytime. Come by and visit and participate if you'd like or whatever. My archives are on watchmanforjesus.com. And they're played 24/7 on a random basis. Bible studies 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. Broadcast is Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, Eastern Standard Time, both of them. So, family, thank you all for coming by. And we will conclude tonight, and then tomorrow I'll start fresh, a little refresher, and then we'll jump into steps of deliverance and leading someone to Jesus. It's spiritual warfare we're in, family. It's going to pick up steam. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4. Signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive, he's alive.
fearful. I am with you every day.